President Cause was talking about integration and multidisciplinary collaboration. And that's exactly what's happening in speech pathology and aviation. You're taking people who know communication, people who know things about stress, hyperarousal, and we're putting them together, working with the brain, working with the sensory system and the motor system, and trying to help pilots train themselves to deal with difficult situations.
And of course, Dr. Merkt, pilots have to act and communicate in very rapid series of events, especially if there's a crisis. So how is this research working? How will this help pilots in the plane?
Well, this is what's going on here. About 70 to 80% of all fatal accidents, aircraft accidents in the world, are still being caused by human factors. So we know that, and to this date, nobody has been able to reduce that big factor in accidents. And we know at the same time that one of the things that seems to be happening is that in many cases, these accidents happen for unexplained reasons, where the pilots react the wrong way to deal with a critical emergency, for example. And we believe that the level of stress that the pilot is going through at that moment may be an important factor involved. So our research is going to involve basically looking at trying to manipulate levels of stress in our brand new flight simulator using airline pilots. And Dr. Sapiesan has,
That's exciting. So you've got a flight simulator here, and you're looking at how to reduce human error through the way pilots hear, through the way they transmit. They're getting communication from air traffic control and other pilots. Is that the idea?
It's a perfect test environment. You've got a flight simulator that doesn't exist too many places in the country. You bring together a team of people that look at communication errors, noise, stress, physical environment, manipulation of weather. All of that can be done in the simulator. Can't be done in too many laboratory environments. You bring together brain people. You bring together communication people, aviation people. You put together a team that can study this in no other way possible.
Any findings to talk about yet?
Not yet. What we're doing is we're developing the protocol. We're bringing together the team members, and we're looking for the interested people that want to study these types of stresses.
What's the goal? To do you have a benchmark for trying to reduce human error?
Absolutely. I mean, what the goal is to deal with the new generation of pilots, to deal with how to train them to react to stress. You have to be able to do it, as you said, quickly. And you have to do it functionally. So the goal is to retrain the pilots to deal with their own stress.
How did you hit upon this collaboration? Because normally you wouldn't think of speech just being involved in this. Well, how did you two get together?
Well, I met Dr. Sapiensa one day, and soon after she was here, and we were talking about aviation and the new simulator. She told me a few things about, maybe not being too comfortable flying, and they say, "Hey, come over. We'll show you how the simulator works." And then that led to talking about possible research and using the simulator as a research tool. And but to me, it's also sort of a personal, I guess. Situation because my background is actually in physiology. My PhD is in biology physiology. So and then my passion has always also been for in aviation. Since I was a kid, I wanted to fly. So to me, this research actually represents closing the loop and bringing it all together. Yeah.
The flight simulator must be a big draw. People want to see that. I want to see it.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, to be able to land in Atlanta while it's raining and show people what it's like and how talented pilots are in being able to land in those situations. I mean, I really think the simulator is going to be something that the community is going to find interesting because you can help people understand aviation and help things like fear flying.
Now, you're bringing in grant money for this. What's the status of this whole project?
Well, for the aviation project, we're certainly going to look for industry partnerships. I'm associated with the College of Health Sciences and with the leadership of Dean Judith Erickson, our College of Health Sciences, which is the disciplines of nursing, speech pathology, and future programs in applied health sciences, over the last year have brought in close to $1.3 million in both federal funding and state funding. The federal funding has been from the National Institute of Health, a lot of it from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The nursing program is premier. Has a program funded through the Department of Vet Affairs that is helping military return from their service and enter into a Bachelor of Science nursing program. So it's premier, it's cutting edge stuff, and we're working to empower our community.
Very nice, and make sure more flights land safely too in the long run.
Absolutely, and this is going to be a great opportunity for the program, for the students, for faculty to be involved in some leading-edge research.
It's so interesting, and thank you both for sharing this with us. She is Dr. Christine Sapienza, Associate Dean of JU's College of Health Sciences, Dr. Juan Merkt of the Davis Aviation Center. We look forward to how this plays out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, great, thanks.